Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for April 12th, 2024. So what we're seeing in the markets right now, here's what happened to rates yesterday. Really nothing. The producer price index came in and it was a little bit lower than expected. The market had good reactions right out of the gate and then basically settled in and rates went up a little bit. So what's going on today? Well, there's no economic news. There's just none. Wednesday and Thursday was full of the inflation numbers, but on Friday, nothing. So what's the markets doing right now? Well, yeah, they have the Dow Jones kind of down, but the data that we have in today is right through here. The big news today is bank earnings are starting to come in. JP Morgan, they actually did really well. Wells Fargo didn't do so well, but Jamie Dimon heads up JP Morgan Chase, and he had some words to say yesterday and in regards to the inflation numbers and so forth. So let's take a little bit of a look at what he said, because he basically runs, I think, the biggest financial institution in the entire country. So right through here, Jamie Dimon warns that inflation, wars, and federal policy pose threats ahead. These are all things that really, you know, dictate inflation as well. So down through the article that reads, and here's who Jamie Dimon is. Jamie Dimon is the CEO of Chase Morgan. And he said, persistent inflation, terrible wars are evidence, and the federal effect on tightening financial conditions threaten our economy. You can see right through here, Dow is down more than 200 points again. So we haven't had a kind of a decent correction in the stock market. I was telling you, I think things were a little frothy there for a while. But if you go down through here, he makes some good comments. The last comment that he made was, here's the federal policies that he's talking about. So we can't really do anything about wars, okay? They happen. Unfortunately, they happen. But the one thing is that we're focusing in on is the economy and the federal balance sheet and so forth. But right through here, here's the context that he started talking about. He said, finally, on somewhat related note, he noted that the Federal Reserve efforts to draw down its assets is holding on to $7.5 trillion. What's happening is the central banks right now are allowing $95 billion in proceeds to mature. So here's what's happened. This is called quantitative tightening. Okay, so what the Federal Reserve did in the past, when the rates came down to like 2% on the 30-year fixed, the Federal Reserve was jumping in, buying about $60 billion a month in bonds. Those were treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. So when you buy something, you go in and buy a ton of this stuff, and there's a finite number of how many things are being issued, you're going to drive the prices way up if you just keep buying and buying and buying. Okay, that's actually good news for bonds, because the more aggressive people are buying, prices go up, and as we know on this channel, yields come down. Okay, so that's what we're seeing on that part of the equation right now. And then here's right with the last kind of thing I want to tell you that he said. We're at the beginning of the year that we looked at several price cuts. So now he's talking about what they expected. Him, the guy who controls the biggest financial institution in the country, he said at the beginning of the year, they thought there was going to be several cuts. I did too, dropping rates about 1.75%. Now what he's saying is he's on the camp that I'm kind of leaning to as well now. There might be one or two cuts this year, but they're coming. Okay, here's another thing. Here's what he's talking about, the federal, you know, debacle with things. There's our national debt, $34 trillion, whatever it is up there. That was 33 about a month ago, folks. So that thing's racking up real quick. And then news just came out today is we're going to add to that. And you guys know how I feel about student loan debt. I am sorry, and it's nothing personal against you guys. It's a political ploy right now because they're not helping students. I had two children that just paid off about $20,000 or $30,000, their final debt on student loan debts within the last year. And now he's forgiven a whole bunch of people. So $7.4 billion is most likely going to move right over to here and just adding to this, the fuel to this fire. So that is one big piece of the equation that's hurting our economy right now, as well as a lot of other things. So let's now look at the Federal Reserve is going to meet in about 3 weeks. Okay, what are they going to do? Based on the news that we have right now, they're not going to do anything. Federal funds rate right now is 5.25 to 5.5. Let's go over to see where that is right now. I'll get my head out of the way. 5.25 and 5.5, there is a 93% certainty that they're not going to do anything with the interest rates on this round of meetings. What's going on in the news or the markets right now? I don't get this. Okay, here's what the MBS market's doing right now. This is, if you follow me on a daily basis, how we figure out what the heck's going on with mortgage rates. We follow the mortgage bond. The mortgage bond is mortgage-backed securities. So as I said just before, if you buy a ton of a bond and you drive up the prices, rates come down. Well, that's what's happening right now. We have the bond prices are up 0.25% or 0.25 right now. Not 0.25%, 0.25 right now. What that's going to mean is about 0.1 coming off of this. So we're probably going to see 7.1, probably 7.125 by the end of today. So there's really, as you can see, there's really no economic news other than import prices and things like that. Export prices went from 0.8 to 0.3. I don't know if that's, you know, what's causing this effect, but I don't see this really helping the inflation numbers. But take it for what it's worth. Mortgage rates are coming down right now because we just skyrocketed. Let's look at the yields for the chart for the week. We started up here. And again, as the price goes down, rates go up. So look what happened just the other day when the news came out about the consumer price index, the CPI, the inflation level that you and I pay. It was a tenth hotter than expected. And this was what happened to rates. Mortgage rates just spiked on that day. And then is a stock market, you can see it's considerably down this week as well. So that's my report. Hopefully I'm not being completely too doom and gloom, because if you're out there looking to buy your first house, maybe your first investment property, how do you reach us? Who am I? A lot of people say, Dan, I know you're a mortgage advisor, but who would you advise us to use if we're looking to buy our first house? Me, because I'm a loan officer as well as I work for a company. The bank that we're with is one of the largest mortgage brokerages in the entire country. We'd love to help you. So we can offer you the products here at the bank, and we can offer you products up to last count I had, and we're depleting this because a lot of companies, you know, got out of the business, or we just didn't do enough business with certain companies. So we're starting to go through and kind of clean up the paperwork here. But currently we have over 70 different lenders that we work with. We can offer you their programs and their rates. So I work at a bank, so I'm a loan officer, but I'm also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. How do you reach out to us for assistance? Well, it's pretty simple. You can go right up here and click the Apply Now button. What that's going to do, it's going to launch you off to a system that you're going to fill out an application. And then if you want, you're going to set up a consultation with us. So many people just don't know where to go from here. They're like, okay, Dan, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Can you help me with this? Help me through the mortgage process. What is a pre-approval? What's a pre-qualification? How do I vet realtors? Those are all the things that we're going to help you with. So click the Apply Now button right up through there. Or I want to tell you too, if you didn't or weren't able to schedule an appointment for like a week or two, please don't wait. We don't want you waiting more than 48 hours once you put in your application. So if you put in your application, you're getting a little antsy and you want to talk to somebody, please do me a favor. Go down to the bottom of our website, and here's our 800 number. The phone number we have right now is 844-775-5626. You can ask for me, Dan Frio, Alan, or David. We'd love to assist you and go into your file. If you've, like I said, if you created a file a week or so ago, don't want you to wait any longer. Reach out to us or shoot me an email looking for an update or ask me questions. You can reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. Hope to see you here next week. Bye-bye.